Is it better to release the anger or to keep it in? I wanted to know whether people I talk to think if the anger should be released or not. Ilse told me that women keep the anger in more and that they don't express the anger directly.
The situation is going and going, and that gives anger and frustration and everything. And it keeps on coming back. It's not one certain time.
She goes on saying...
And when you keep it inside, it keeps on coming back and gets worse, I think. Maybe. But for some people, no. It's different for everybody.
For some people, it works letting it out. For some, it works better to keep it in, she sums it up. She goes on, explaining that it also differs per country, if you're prone to expressing it right away or keeping it in.
But I'm from Belgium, and we're more like the French and the Italian. We have a little temper, and we sometimes say too much. But the Germans and the Dutch are more reserved about that, I think. Maybe also more educated in keeping their anger with them or just reacting in a distant way. Most people can do that. Some people can't, but most people can do that.
Would you say like that is the aim?
I think it's how you are. I think when you have this temperament and you just say the things and you throw with everything you have, it's also good because then it's over.
However, she does say that anger...
It doesn't help any situation at all, I think. It's only helpful for yourself if you have to release all your feelings. But it doesn't help anyone else. And it doesn't help you further. It's more convenient to be nice, I think. Then people are more helpful and think about you in a positive way.
Peter also says that anger is something useless.
So you see anger as something that should be avoided?
Or? Yes, of course.
However, he does make a difference between...
The normal anger.
And...
Anger in a kind of violence anger.
And explains to me that he does get mad at politics, for example, which he calls...
This stupidity.
Which urges him to take action.